Another interesting study into leadership was carried out by Fred Fielder of the University of Washington. Professor Fielder has observed the behavior of leaders in business, government, and voluntary organizations for over 20 years, and has divided leadership into two visible styles: task-motivated leadership and relationship-motivated leadership. Task-motivated leaders are leaders who tell people what to do and how to do it. They get their satisfaction from completing the task and knowing they have done it well. Such leaders give clear orders to their teams and also expect clear and defined directions from their superiors. Their main concern is to get the task done. On the other hand, relationship-motivated leaders are more people-oriented. Most of their satisfaction comes from having a good relationship with their workers. Such leaders wish to be liked and respected by the people working for them. These leaders like to share responsibility with group members by encouraging them to take part in the decision-making process. They do not give orders as clearly as task-motivated leaders and encourage suggestions from all levels within the team. Fielder devised a method for measuring which leadership style a leader follows. This method or system of analysis is known as the least preferred co-worker scale. In this system, a manager is asked to pick out of his team the co-worker with whom he felt he had the most difficulty in working. The manager or leader is then asked to rate this least preferred co-worker on a scale of 1 to 8 under a number of headings. These headings are pleasant or unpleasant, friendly or unfriendly, rejecting or accepting, tense or relaxed, distant or close, cold or warm, supportive or hostile, boring or interesting, and quarrelsome or harmonious. Having given the co-worker a score under each of these headings, the total of the scores is added up. If the leader had given the co-worker a high overall score, then he was described as being human relations oriented. In other words, he is a relationship-motivated leader. Those who gave a low overall score to the least preferred co-worker are then task-oriented leaders, who are less concerned with human relations in the organization. The task-oriented leader mostly just wants to get the job done. Fielder's conclusions from his study emphasize that one style of leadership is not necessarily more positive than another style. The styles are simply different. No style is better for all situations. Effective or positive leadership depends on matching the right style with the right situation. Studies carried out into successful British companies were compiled together in a book called Winning Streak. In this book, the authors discussed a number of qualities which they felt were essential to good leadership. We shall discuss three of these qualities. 1. A good leader should be visible. 2. A good leader should provide a clear mission. 3. A good leader should provide clear values for an organization. How can a leader be visible? If a leader is to be visible, it means he must not hide away in the head office. He must be seen to mix with the people at all levels of an organization. This means that a leader can be seen to be interested in the mechanisms of the organization at all levels, therefore giving the team members a feeling of their own importance in relation to the whole company.